With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. It was a big time in Las Vegas as the Super Bowl champion 49ers become the newest team. They're a repeat champion, as a matter of fact.
Quarterback Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Mahomes threw a three-yard touchdown pass to Mecole Hardman with 3 seconds left in overtime. That pass helped the Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 Sunday night in the second overtime game in Super Bowl history. The Chiefs become the first repeat Super Bowl champs in 19 years and ninth overall.
That's Andrew Stewart reporting. The Chiefs get their third Super Bowl title in 5 years and firmly establishing themselves, at least in the conversation, to be a dynasty. Also at SRNnews.com, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin back in the hospital as he's been transferring his authority now to his deputy.
Austin was transported to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Sunday afternoon with symptoms pointing to an emergent bladder issue. The secretary, who transferred authorities to his deputy, Kathleen Hicks, is recovering from prostate cancer surgery in December. He caused a controversy by keeping his diagnosis, treatment, and earlier hospital stay a secret from the White House. Austin returned to work at the Pentagon 2 weeks ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate leaders have argued in strong terms the U.S. aid to Ukraine is crucial to pushing back Vladimir Putin. In a rare Sunday session, lawmakers voted to move forward with the aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other countries. Final vote could come by midweek. A new IRS Inspector General report says the agency continued to give 19 contractors access to sensitive systems despite failing background reports as recently as last July. The Commissioner Daniel Werfel says four of the contractors have since been fired. This is SRN News. The Satanic Temple loses a court case in Idaho.
The group was challenging the state's abortion ban, arguing that abortion is a religious sacrament to Satanists and that the ban violates their First Amendment right to freedom of religion. Federal District Judge David Nye has dismissed the case with prejudice, meaning it cannot be revived in that court. However, lawyers for the Satanic Temple say they will try their luck with the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a notoriously liberal panel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
UN experts say the terrorist threat from radical Muslim groups remains high in Africa and Afghanistan, and threat levels have risen in some regions in Europe. The world body says in West Africa and the Sahel region, violence and threats have escalated. Part of the problem is governments that are weak and unable to bring the terrorists to heel. Christians are the primary victims of Islamic terror in Africa. This is SRN News. Some important medical news as we hear from John Scott.
Cancer patients and doctors have ignited a movement to radically change how new cancer drugs are tested to make them more tolerable. Harsh side effects from powerful cancer drugs have long been accepted as a trade-off for living longer. Now, patients and doctors are questioning whether all that suffering is necessary. The FDA is pushing drug makers to do a better job of finding the lowest effective dose, even if it takes more time. John Scott reporting.
Just a quarter of business economists and analysts expect the U.S. to fall into a recession this year, and any downturn would likely result from an external shock, such as conflict involving China, rather than from domestic economic factors, such as higher interest rates. But respondents to a National Association of Business Economic Survey released Monday still expect year-over-year inflation to exceed 2.5%. This is SRN News.